Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all. Welcome to Gold and Magnolia with your favorite host, Pretty Poetic. You can also call me Letitia Renee. I go by Letitia Renee, but Pretty Poetic is my poet author name. I am a poet author, mother of three beautiful girls, a tea herbalist, and I am your favorite podcaster. Tonight's episode is extremely important. As you all know, we are in the moon of Cancer, which is a big, big ordeal right now. So I'm going to go into a little bit on that. We'll talk about my detox twisted tea line, a little bit more about that. And we'll go into some conversation about things that are upcoming. So as you all know, if you're not really into astrology or the zodiacs or the just the nature of what's going on within the shift of our entire world, then you need to tap into it extremely. It's a game changer right now. The influence of astrology is beyond me right now. Since I was a kid, I've always indulged in astrology. I knew at a young age that science was something very important to me, just trying to figure out and put things together in a formula way, if that makes sense. I remember at the age of I was in like fourth or fifth grade, we had a science fair, and I was always, my mom always placed me in those type of activities, and every science fair that I was either involved in, I've always gotten first in the place. Not to toot my horn, but that's just good to show you, like, even as a kid, I was very, very indulged into the nature of science. But, and then as I grew up, a lot of things I've encountered. So this is something that's near to me because it's something I took a liking to. Not a lot of people are really familiar or have the knowledge of what goes on in our atmosphere or our evolvement of the shifts that's been going on lately. We went through a lot of retrogrades, a lot of different planets that were collaborating, you know, a lot of energies just swarming and shifting, you know, causing people to have tower moments. And when I mean that, just a lot of old traits or trauma or things they've had have done in the past, the things that they encountered, a lot of trial and errors that have surfaced so people can pretty much seek the solution of why certain things have occurred in their life and how, as of right now, the shift is something they may want to take advantage to kind of clear those traumas from childhood to adulthood and evolve and start a new beginning within self. So I always tell people, everything that I'm involved in consists of the involvement of our world, of nature, of astrology, of zodiac. It just all ties in who we are as beings on this earth. But let's jump into it. The moon in Cancer tonight, or today. I'm not sure exactly what time the moon has set in Cancer, but I know sometimes it's during the evening and then it goes within the next day to the next time of the next day. But I know a lot of Cancerians, that's what they call them, Cancerians, maybe saying it wrong, but their mood is more of a vulnerable and sensitive and emotional. And they're always in thought of what is home to them. What is of their nature? There are different entities and that fall into this. You have the moon, the earth distance. You have they discuss something about fertility, the clutches of Pluto, and like just the emotion involved in nourishing yourself. And not just solely, but mentally, spiritually, focusing on good food for the mind, body, and spirit, those are certain things that probably have to be tapped into today or taken care of. So within the Cancerian mood, people like to relax and nest and take the time to kind of pry on their comfort zone. You know, a lot of us work so hard. A lot of Cancers I know are workaholics. They're all about their money. They're all about stability, home, and just getting their finances together and just enjoying life. I know it's all like, yeah, you know, a lot of zodiacs are like that. But Cancers are the main ones that have that type of, that ground in those areas. But right now, especially with the weekend coming up, it's a good time to rest. Get caught up on things that you've been lacking on, like chores, maybe indulge in a favorite movie or book, something meaningful like baking. Like, just take the time for family, for your children, and being in tune and touch with your emotional side. We work so hard and we're rampant throughout the week that we forget to have time to tune in to our energetic sensitivity. I think these are some tips that I could say that you can tap into that. The first thing is definitely tap into your mental. Do things that are more peaceful, more in tune to Zen. In tune to Zen music, meditation, yoga, even going to a cafe. You know, cafes to me are, they're soothing. It's not too much going on. It's always like that little indie music playing, not indie, but Zen music. Zen indie. It's a little collaboration of both. Indulge in tea. There are a lot of, especially myself, business owners that own their tea brands. I'm following some dope entrepreneurs that have their own branding of tea. And tea to me is sensual, soothing, it's healing. These type of methods you can use to help you get through the week. You can develop and inspire. You can develop and inspire some of these practices throughout. You can do it throughout the week. You just have to find time to balance everything out. But again, within this moon, your sensitivity and your rhythm of how your emotions are going to flow is going to change within the moon. You just have to find a balance. Find a balance of how to, I want to control it, allow it to flow. A lot of us tend to detach or don't want to be in tune to our emotions because we don't like to be vulnerable. But, and it's funny because I know a lot of Cancers don't show their emotions, but that's only because they've been through trial and error. They're so afraid to show that vulnerable, sensitive side of them because they don't like people to see them open up, especially if they've been through so much. And that's a given. It's understandable because everybody goes through a different journey in life. But again, this is about the Cancer moon. So you have to redefine. You have to heal within that area of your emotional state. Can't really take advantage of this moon. And even if you don't understand, the shift is going to happen anyway. These energies have been so powerful and so huge that we'll go into that mood of these moons and don't even know where it's coming from. But if you research and get some knowledge of maybe some scholars that are on social media, because like right now social media is like the new news. It's so exposed. There's so much knowledge out there that we're so afraid to tap into it because we don't know what's real or fake. But you have to have discernment in what you read and what you hear and what you take in. But you can definitely, if you have the power of discernment, you can definitely feel. As a Pisces, I'm very empathetic. I can feel when something don't feel right to me or not. So at this time, you want to describe how you feel. Even if it's something you think you're making it up, it's a reason why you're feeling it. So, you know, your sensitivity and your discernment will enhance so much in this month. It's going to be the senses, and you're going to definitely have to tap into it and see where it's coming from, whether good or bad. So take the opportunity to write things down that are affecting you within this moon. Now, there's plenty of other moons that are going to come, but for right now, for some reason, this moon was very extremely important, because if you look up your natal chart, and that's another thing too, that it has a lot to do with who you are, your natal chart. I've advised a lot of my old good friends that tapping into and finding some type of analogy on your natal chart and dissecting it will give you so much of a blueprint of who you are. So, within this water sign moon, the qualities for Cancerans are like, it's like a sensation of coolness, you know, how do you describe it? It's nourishing. And in order for anything to nourish, you have to take care of it. And when you take care of something, it grows. So think of it that way. Take this time to tap into your emotions, figure out where they're coming from, and nourish that. Let it flow, express, be expressive, and not sustain it, but give it a loving, a TLC type of thing. So, because it's going to be, how you say it, like I said, it's going to be, in a sense, you're going to be tapped into your senses. So if you're not the type to be tapped into your emotions or your senses, start to do it now. Get involved with how you're feeling with things and attack it. See where it's come from and acknowledge it. Don't let it just, don't suppress it. Don't suppress it. Embrace it. This will help you open up your intuition. This will help you figure out how to indulge in your emotions and appreciate that part of you. Sometimes you'll be moody. Again, you'll have a time where you'll be very emotional. You may need, and that's another thing. I know cancers are the type of people that may say this. They don't think they need people. And that's okay. There's a time you can take the time for self and kind of get an understanding of your feeling. But I know that they are definitely the sign for home life, for family ties, like working on things at home, cooking, just being with people they love so much. So if you are not the type, like it was the introvert, you keep yourself sheltered from family and friends, take the time to come out of that. I had to work on that these past couple weeks. I enjoy my family coming to my new home. We just got a new kitten. Shout out to my kitten, y'all. And he's a part of the family now. And honestly, I used to be very lazy when it came to stuff like that because I struggle with people understanding me. You have to kind of open up within self. You have to get comfortable with yourself. Figure out who you are. Why are you here? What is home to you? Once you attack that and you find a solution for it, it will affect you tremendously. The impact will be so big for you because it will help you evolve. If you lack, you'll gain some. So please, I advise you, take the time to be tender to yourself, to what's present, and you can reflect on what happened before. It's okay to take a trip down memory lane, but don't stay there. If you want to figure out why something has happened, to recreate and not do it again, so your new situation with new people, new environment, new job, it won't recycle or resurface or happen again, deal with it now. Reflect on the past with nostalgia. But again, this is the time to enjoy, to rest, to catch up on things that you haven't caught up on. I go back, let me go back to the what I was saying about how we just be rampant about the week, just working, trying to be productive. And right now, I've gotten the opportunity to take time to rest and take a break off of work. And that allowed me to focus on school, my book, my second book, get back into the podcasting world, and work on my T's, because those are the things that I call home. It's my own empire. It's my own happy. It's my own peace. And they affect me tremendously because it's helping me with my journey, my involvement of growth. I've been seeing a lot of butterflies lately. And, you know, butterflies is a symbolic to growth, to new beginnings, to beauty. Just placing myself in this moon is just, it's been quite a trip. I know I would have to say I'm going to be very frank and honest. This morning I was very emotional. Just thinking about things that have occurred. My thing is, even as a Pisces, we have a tendency of trapping ourselves in the past. I've learned to live in the present. But if those thoughts come, I acknowledge them. I ask why they're here. I attack them. I try to find a solution of why this thought occurred and find a solution for it and move on. Sirian Moon will help you kind of bring that out. It will help you express. But again, like I told you, I've known a lot of cancers that don't like to express unless they really are comfortable, if they trust you. So this is, take those times to tap into this, because we have a lot of the zodiacs in our little chart. We have to find out where, what planet it sets in, and take advantage of what's the benefits of it. Now, I wanted to talk about the pros and cons. Like, being that it is a sensitive moon, my con of that will have to be not to be stuck in it. It's a benefit of you to be expressive and being open, but not to keep yourself in that darkness. You have to find your way out of it and enjoy it as well. So those are my thoughts on that. I read some articles today about it, and very informative. If you don't understand and you do want knowledge of these type of topics that are very, that are trending on everybody's time feed, whether it's on your time feed or not, you're going to see these type of conversations. Research it yourself. Get your own input on it. And again, go with what's discernment for you. Now, as everybody know, we are in the Lionsgate stage, and the portal of 8-8 will be here soon. Now, Lion season, oh my God, Leo season is, to me, when I hear Leo's energy, is charisma, is packing gold, is leadership, is love, fiery. My Leo chart is definitely in the romance department, home, and some other stuff. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but they're very social people. They bring glamour into everyday life. Within this Lionsgate portal, You're gonna step into what they call the mark of the rising of the star Sirius. I don't know much about Sirius, but I do know that this is an opportunity for you to be optimistic about new venture, new doors that will be open for you. But you have to do the work boldly. You have to take the good time to manifest your dream life. And don't be afraid to do that. A lot of times we feel like our dreams are just dreams. Well, they are. But they can become reality if you focus, put the work in, and manifest your dream life accordingly. Now, there's a lot of things that come into play when you manifest. The Lion King photo happens every year. This year, it seemed like that a lot of the astrological knowledge and information that's being exposed is more effective now than ever. Because people are, people are intrigued about how a lot of this has a lot to do with who we are. It's becoming more effective. It's becoming more real. People are tapping into it, which is a good thing. A lot of people shun astrology because they see people throw dirt and bad results on it because they describe it as dark or something not of good. It's different and unique, but it's knowledgeable. Excuse me, y'all. I don't know what dust particle flew in the air, but it's still new now. But anyway, astrology to me is evolution. Oh, God. Evolution is who we are. We are evolving by the day, by the time, by the moment, by the hour. A lot of us that are trying to heal and get to where we need to be, become who we are, we're shedding skin. So these portals or these dimensions or these moons or these seasons, they're stripping away old paradigms of our old lives. And they're But it's helping us to evolve into our new being, our new self. This new moon, well, the Lion Gate photo and the new moon are extra potent. And everything's happened on that particular day. Very lucky. Everybody knows that 888 is a sign of abundance, sign of luck, sign of manifestation. And we're going to be in this portal for almost a few weeks. So when I say it's going to be some life changing going on, enjoy the roller coaster. Enjoy the ride. Let me not say roller coaster because, you know, that's up and down, but down. The ride, the journey. But anyway, the description of Leo portals to me, it's fire energy. So it has a lot to do with ambition, motivation, drive. Attack your goals, write everything down that you need to accomplish and get it done. You're not going to get everything done in one day, but as the days go by, as the time go by, a lot of your success will become known, influential, and inspire some people. Don't be shy to tell people your testimony. This is the time for you to open your voice, be heard, and show your creativity. Show people who you are deep down inside. We have gone through so much within these years. It's been trying. And I can say as a person that has gone through things, I've embracing the ups and the downs because it helped me become who I am. Though I've seen myself fall short here and there, I've always picked myself back up, and I still remain the person that I journeyed out to be. And I can commend myself for that. You know, a lot of people are not going to clap for you. A lot of people that call you their so-called friends, families, a lot of people you knew in the past, they're not going to be with you on a journey. You'll be lucky to have one or two people, but that's okay because those people have their own journey. You can't be upset with them about that. You have to forgive, forget, and, well, forgive, because you're never going to forget. But at some point, you do have to move on. You can't sit here in the dark and hate these people because you've chosen a better path, and they're trying to get there, or they're going to get there. And hopefully, eventually, when you get to that point, they'll meet you there. And if they don't, they don't. But you have to thank those people because they helped you to become who you are. They may be mad at you because you had to pull yourself away from what wasn't resonating with you at that moment anymore. And hopefully they understand. But you have to be proud of yourself for how far you've gotten. And you use these seasons in your life within the moon, the retrograde, the different planets. You use the astrology, the knowledge of it, and the nature of it that's installing you to your ability, to the best of your ability, because it will affect you one way or another. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything about astrology. The shift is going to show its form in some way, somehow, because that is a part of who we are. We are part of this universe, whether we like it or not. At a time, I feel like this mission was a void, or I feel like I was always missing something, but everything is in me. Everything is within me. I already have what I needed that I expected from everybody else. I just had to learn those lessons from those situations and those people and those journeys and manifest the things that I needed to have within this new journey so I can become a better being, a better woman, better mom, better friend, better woman. And I'm still learning who I am to this very day. So don't beat yourself if you don't get it right within the first day or few days or month or years. I just recommend people to tap into prayer, talk to God, and keep your angels around because they are sending us messages every day. Even if we don't notice it yet, eventually we will. This is a quest for you to shift your paradigm, excuse me, for the noise in the back. But this is, it's time for you to shift your own paradigm, your own reality, and make your dream become a reality. Across the world, everybody is hearing these talks, and it's a big ordeal right now. So, a little bit. Let me just jump into my tea for a little bit, and then I'm going to end this episode. So that was just talk about the moon and the beautiful Lion's Gate portal that we are now entering on 888. It will be very effective. So if you are interested in healing your body, mind, and soul, you can go on my detox page at Detox with the Tea, Detox Twisted Teas on Instagram. I'm now on TikTok at Pretty Poetic. All my social media is Pretty Poetic or Pretty Poetic underscore LJ. But my teas are natural herbs. I hand make them. I make the tea bags myself. I prepackage the tea bags. And the jars I can make for local customers because it's liquid substance. I try to ship those out. I think the sea moss is more durable to ship out because they're solid. So if you are interested, you can DM me, email me at LatasiaJohnson307@gmail.com. If you are interested in being a guest in my show at Rose Gold Magnolia, the guest calling number is 516-418-5869. For those that tuned in tonight, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Take advantage of these moons, these shifts that are occurring. It will definitely help you to become a better you. So again, if you are interested in the teas, you can definitely DM me at Pretty Poetic underscore LJ or Detox with the Teas. With a Z. With a Z, not an S, y'all. So it's been a blessing. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Be safe. Have a blessed night and enjoy the moon and winter. Peace.